Buttigieg and Sanders supporters face off in New Hampshire after Iowa. By Christina Wong on February 7, 2020. St. Anselm College, New Hampshire, supporters of South Bend, Indiana. Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, faced off against one another Friday night in New Hampshire before the 8th Democrat debate. Buttigieg, fresh off his win in the Iowa caucus, had a large and enthusiastic crowd cheering for him outside the St. Anselm College. Sanders, who came in second in Iowa, had a smaller crowd right across the street from Buttigieg. Yang, who typically brings out the most vocal supporters, had one of the largest crowds of supporters, who sang Yang-themed rock and pop songs. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, had fewer supporters, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, perhaps even fewer. Klobuchar supporters stood huddled together away from the road. Both Warren and Klobuchar appeared to have dozens of extra signs available. Both Warren and Klobuchar supporters rallied at times but not as enthusiastically as Yang, Buttigieg, and Sanders supporters. There was a small group of firefighters supporting former Vice President Joe Biden, although they were not as vocal as other supporters, perhaps indicative of his lack of popularity in New Hampshire. Two supporters of Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, including one who taped his mouth shut with tape that read CNN, held signs that said, "Let Tulsi speak," to protest CNN snubbing Gabbard in their recent town halls, which featured candidates with less support than her. A small contingent of people, but perhaps the most attention-grabbing, were supporters of libertarian and performance artist Vermin Supreme. They dressed in animal and medieval costumes. One held an "Epstein didn't kill himself" sign. Another chanted, "Mayor cheat," in reference to Buttigieg's victory in Iowa given the questionable results. A large section was cordoned off for supporters, but they eschewed the pen and opted to position themselves along the road. However, fewer supporters may have shown up due to the freezing temperatures. It was 25 degrees on Friday evening before the debate. There were no visible Tom Steyer supporters, even though he was participating in the debate. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.